This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
There are a lot of things to talk about. We're kind of going to juggle back and forth this last hour between Browns and Guardians because the Guardians are such a great story right now. And Jeff was pointing out, too, and we had talked about this with Jason Nicholas from Channel 19 yesterday, too, the weather and looking outside right now and doesn't look good downtown. And when you go back and look at...
It's pouring downtown right now.
It's pouring. Okay. Because I can't see downtown. Jeff can because he's got the window seat in here. It's like I'm sitting on the aisle and he's sitting on the window. So when you look at, I really don't want to see these guys play a doubleheader.
Nope.
And I wonder how long they can sit it out tonight until they actually start. Because
it's supposed to be hit or miss all day, but it's hitting right now.
Again, the game. So just so you know how things work with Major League Baseball. Once they hand the game over to the umpires on first pitch, the determination of rain delays and everything that works forward is on the umpires at that point. Prior to, it's on the host team. So it's on the Guardians. So if there's any delays prior to first pitch, it's on the Guardians. Like I always think it's weird people get mad at the team when they start going into rain delays and stuff during the game. But that's not on the team. It's on the umpires. The umpires have complete control over what's going on once the first pitch is thrown. So I'm just kind of looking through hourly updates here. And again, Jason told us yesterday that he said today would be the day that if you were going to have issues with rain, today would be the day. So,
we're having issues right now, Andy. So I'm looking outside. It's still raining.
It looks like 3 o'clock. It's just cloudy. 4 o'clock hour, you get rain again. 5 o'clock hour, just cloudy. 6 cloudy.
What are you looking
7
at?
7 o'clock rain.
Just make sure you cover the mound and cover the batter's box because you want that water in the infield there. So then that way, when you do your bunt singles and your swinging bunts and everything in between,
don't make
the
me
water
do
just sucks that up.
Yep.
You done?
Weather Channel
just
says
sucks that up. So when you don't hit it out of the infield, you can cause it to stop like you do a golf ball.
Dan.
Weather Channel says
I see rain at 7, thunderstorms at 8, cloudy at 9.
Well, you're looking at something different than I am.
Take that drying agent and pack those lines.
Rain again
at
11.
We have different weather sources. Weather Channel says.
I'm using AccuWeather.
Weather Channel says.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I do not do this very often, but now I have to. We have truly crossed over into the turning into your parents portion of the program.
Tom Pritchard. How are we doing? Tom Pritchard.
We're looking at two different weather sites and arguing which weather site is the superior one.
The Weather Channel says few showers
when's the
at
Jell-O
7.
Served?
Clear from 8 o'clock on.
All right, that's not what I'm seeing.
Oh.
By the way, the code to the bathroom inside the gas station, 4621. That is like
the reason why you don't call them clean bikes, Andy.
Those are so well done.
They really are great.
Tom Pritchard's my hero. Get around to jalapeno poppers, me and the boys.
4 o'clock rain. This is what I'm seeing AccuWeather. 5 o'clock cloudy. 6 o'clock cloudy. 7 o'clock rain.
Ooh.
8 o'clock, I'm seeing thunderstorms with lightning. Like they even have the little lightning thing on here. And poor air quality, Jeff.
Oh, God.
82% humidity. Wind gusts at 28 miles an hour.
Can I give you one little ray of hope?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Because tomorrow's game is a night game, your theory about making sure they play tonight. And if they have to put it off until 9 o'clock to start, they will. It's not like you have to turn around and play a day game at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, that's true. So, but again, if I'm looking at this correctly, the window then would be, if you have lightning at 8, you got to stop, right? If you got lightning, you got to stop. I don't know. I know it's true in high school football.
Well, that's what the AccuWeather's telling you there, Andy. Yeah, Weather Channel tells me we're good to go at 8.
So it does look like 9 and 10 o'clock hours are open, and then more thunderstorms at 11. You know what would be a bummer is if they say, okay, here we go, because the game's supposed to start at, what, 6:40, right? So let's say you start at 6:40. Maybe the rain isn't too bad in the 7 o'clock hour. Now, all of a sudden, 8 o'clock thunderstorms, boom, you got to shut her down.
You notice, Dan, I've shut up. I'm done with weather, but by golly, weather boy over here is going.
Well, it's important to the folks that are going tonight, especially when you look at the crowd.
Yeah, because they can't look it up themselves. Well, how much do we have to do it for them?
Well, why would you want to look it up? Be lazy. We're all good at being lazy. Everybody knows how to be lazy, so I'm going to sit here and help you with the weather.
What a guy.
And tell you exactly what I'm seeing
what a
right
pal.
Here.
Who's your pal? Andy Baskin.
Remember those Looney Tunes cartoons where, like, something would take place and Bugs Bunny would hold up the, like, baseball with the screw going into it and he'd flip to another one? That's the look that Jeff just gave me as he pointed at Andy. I was waiting for those pictures to show up in front of me.
Oh, wait. I'm going to give you the radar now if you want it. Oh, man. There is a gigantic blob
over Detroit. Oh.
I wonder if those are tears of misery from their fans. From last night, from Detroit fans. But then it's going to clear out. That's probably going to clear out by Sunday. That's bad for the Browns. You got to weigh it out between the Guardians and the Browns. I'm going to send this thing in motion. Oh, this is just for this hour, though. Although it does look like those severe thunderstorms that are over Detroit
right now. You know we have a
they're hanging today. On the northern part of Lake Erie. I'm just saying, man.
Fearless leader. It's 1 o'clock. You probably shouldn't do weather.
You don't think weather's going to affect tonight's game? We're talking about sports.
Not for 8 minutes.
All right, then, Jeff, repeat after me. Dan, I pledge allegiance to the bunt of the United Teams of the Major League Baseball. Heck, are you in?
What the hell's going on out here?
Thank you, Dan.
And to the group for which it stands, one nation under Rob Manfred, divisible by batting average.
What world of sports was that?
With RBIs and on-base percentage for all. Thank you. Live it. Learn it. Understand it.
Holy catfish!
Speaking of, one of the other things that came out yesterday about baseball itself, and Dan, I wanted to talk about this with you because you're just Mr. into everything, all this stuff. So the automatic balls and strikes, they're coming next year, right? And is it going to be good for the game, or do we like umpires? And last night's game, I think, is a prime example of wondering what this is going to look like going into next year. Because, Jeff, you watched that. What did you think of the umpiring last night?
Oh, little hit or miss strike zone, much like the weather. For instance, in the eighth inning, Hunter Gaddis had a strikeout and didn't get called. Next one was called. It was about the same pitch.
Hmm.
If you watched Hunter Gaddis's body language, when he thought he had strike three and he didn't, he was like, oh, okay. And then he threw the next pitch and it looked like he thought it was a ball. And then he got the strike call. It's like, okay, I'll just mind my own business here.
What'd you think of the umpiring last night?
Shaky. Unpredictable. Obnoxious for both sides. The kind of thing where I found myself sitting in my chair tapping my helmet.
Great that they're bringing in, you know, the challenge thing and all that. And clearly they can do it accurately. You know, whether as Andy said way earlier in the show, whether that box is, you know, absolutely right every time, who knows. But if you can challenge it a couple of times and clear it up, good. I think for the most part, Major League Baseball umpires do a phenomenal job.
I do too.
Of calling balls and strikes. For the most part. Clearly, some guys have their own strike zone. Clearly, some, you know, do some missed calls from time to time. Well, they're humans, and they're calling balls and strikes, and, you know, there's going to be some miss there. But I think for the most part, they do a really good job.
For the people that, like, I was thinking about this, too, with balls and strikes, and also with David Fry getting hit yesterday. Like, I just don't think fans get it sometimes. And I don't think, you know, we see it, we watch it on TV. You can see the ball on TV. You get the advantage of slow motion instant replay. Umpires don't. And I challenge anybody to go stand in a hitting cage. Don't even think about taking a bat with you. Just go put a helmet on, stand in the batter's box, and you can be a little bit farther away if you want to, and watch and see what a 100-mile-an-hour fastball looks like. You can't see it. I'm amazed at anybody that can not only get a swing off against a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but yet make contact and be able to drive the ball as well. Like, I don't know. And that's what makes them professional baseball players, because they have the ability to do that. And you see how, I mean, even the worst baseball player that can get the bat on the ball at 100 miles an hour, I think, is just unbelievably fascinating. Is it going to be good or bad, though, when they go to this automated system?
It's fantastic. It's the same technology.
How is it going to work?
So it's really easy. You're going to have two challenges. The only people who are going to be, each team, I should say, will have two challenges. The only people who will be allowed to challenge is the pitcher, the catcher, the hitter, and the manager. Those are the four who are able to initiate a challenge. It takes 14 seconds. It's the same technology that is used to determine in or out when it comes to tennis. You will tap your helmet. The umpire will then go, a challenge has been issued on the ball and strike. Everybody will look at the big old screen at the ballpark. You will see it come down, and you will see the pitch go over. It'll say ball or strike. We move on from there. It's that simple. It moves really fast. If you get it wrong, you lose a challenge. If you get it right, you keep the challenge. In extra innings, you will get another challenge, which would mean you'll have one challenge for extra innings. You lose the two if you didn't use them.
Is this too much? And no. I say that for this reason.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I say that for this reason. We all understand an umpire can miss a play at first base, miss a play at second, you know, an out. Is a strike, one ball, one strike, worth a replay? What? Maybe you could only do it with two strikes? I don't know.
Call it third strike?
Yeah.
It seems like that would be worth more. Couldn't be a swinging.
I mean, you ran into it yesterday in the ninth inning. There was a pitch that was called, that Cade Smith had, that was really high in the zone, that was called a strike. And you don't think at any point the Tigers were like, man, I wish I could tap my helmet on that one.
Well, you just said high in the zone. Remember, the high strike does exist.
Yeah, this was out of the zone.
Okay, then that wasn't in the zone.
Go back to reading the damn weather app.
Oh, is that what you're... Because Keith is asking us... By the way, I don't know if you want to do this, but Keith is asking us to do NHL preview, because there were a couple games on last night. I was watching some of those. Maybe World Soccer rankings. I mean, if you want to talk about the Oilers, the Panthers, the Rangers, or maybe even, I don't know, Jansen Harkins, who's got a lot of family here.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You can give me the rap all you want, but this is what our boss asked for. He wanted some of this.
28. I 28.
Are you ripping the NHL?
G64. G64.
Again, rain downtown right now, so we'll see how the rain affects tonight's game. When you look at what the...
Actually, it stopped.
I see drizzle from here. I'm just telling you.
You said you didn't see
the
outside.
I had to move. You know, the great thing about having all these YouTube and social media clips
is... I stand corrected. There's a puddle out there. It's very light rain.
Thank you. Thank you.
I stand corrected.
No wonder you never made it as a weather guy.
Thank God.
People are still walking around with umbrellas on outside.
How do those fit?
Walking around with them?
She said, with umbrellas on.
You've never seen anybody wear an umbrella hat before? You've never seen any of those?
Those are
Okay. Thank you. I was right. So be careful. First up, I know you don't want to talk about the weather anymore, but last night's game, I thought the fans came out in full force. You brought this up yesterday. You said, well, it depends how the weather is. So they had 29,000 there last night.
Did I sound like that, Dan?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it depends on the weather.
Depends on the weather. Oh, the one thing about this is it depends on the weather.
Wait, Fred.
Hey, buddy. The weather will probably keep some fans away tonight, don't you? I hope not. True or false?
Yeah, Andy.
You know our fans.
It's supposed to rain on a Wednesday night. It will not be 33,000 or whatever it is.
Jeff, they almost had 30,000 last night.
It was fabulous.
Okay. But do you think that that number will be significantly
Andy,
lower?
Yes, Andy, I think it'll be lower if it rains.
Why do you have to get so mad?
Can we do a group sigh?
Two, one. What is wrong with you guys? These are sports topics. Did you think the crowd had an influence in last night's game?
You had to do all this on a day we have to meet with the boss.
Did you stop saying that? By the way, I need to leave quick, so just so you know.
Oh, there it is.
I'll leave you guys in the meeting.
You and I get to meet with the boss after
the
show.
That's great. You've well earned it.
Boss, know you're leaving?
No, I haven't talked to him yet. I need to ask him.
Hey, Keith.
Did they have an impact on the game last night? Yes or no? Do you think they did or didn't? I totally did.
The environment.
Yeah, they all sucked in at the same time, so the ball didn't leave the infield.
You guys are brutal, man. I don't know what games you guys got. I think fans have an influence on the game sometimes.
I think it helps to create a phenomenal environment that might help guys to be more focused. And in that regard, yes. Sorry. People screaming at me. That's not going to help anybody hit a Derek Skubal 100-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate.
You don't think that the pressure of playing in front of 30,000 people and going to pick up a bunt and trying to maybe do something a little bit more than you can, that there's people get, that players even at this level, get a little bit of butterflies on it, and they can stir them up emotionally a little bit and maybe be a little intimidating. So, like, you can't tell me when you walk into Yankee Stadium that players that are playing there for the first time or played there a million times aren't a tad bit intimidated by the venue and the history of what is Yankee
Stadium.
That's
different than fans, isn't it?
But no, it isn't. The fans are a part of the venue and the intimidation factor. You hear roll call for the first time in New York, you're like, whoa, man, these fans know their stuff.
I don't think it's a huge factor.
I think guys get nervous sometimes. Entertainment is in Worcester. What's up, Entertainment?
Well, I'll be. Check it out. I get to hear the boss. Is the boss there? You said he's in the background?
He's somewhere around the corner. You're not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
What's your boss's name?
Fearless Leader is his name.
We call him Fearless Leader.
Like we call you Entertainment.
That's true.
Fantastic. Goodness, Leader, let me borrow your ear for a moment here.
I'm switching
my comment. I'm gonna pass around this, petition. I want a fan appreciation day where a fan from Cleveland is chosen to sit in between the right stereo and the left stereo and let me be the mic in the middle. You know, between the two top commentators on radio station right now. We're entertaining weather, folks. That's what's going on in Cleveland. We are entertaining weather. If you're not entertained, then guess what? I got my bandwagon all dressed up in the garage right now because I'll tell you the truth. I haven't watched not one Guardians game until the last couple of weeks. I got my bandwagon all dressed up. I'm driving that day. I'm no longer called entertainment. I'm the bandwagon.
Just stay out of the school zones, man.
I'm just telling you the truth. I've been so devastated throughout the years growing up in Cleveland that, I was talking down to the people jumping up on the wagon and all that. But now I went out and I bought me a Cadillac wagon. And anybody that want to jump on this wagon and get entertained about the weather, well, let's go on. Let's make it happen. Entertainment out. New name is called Wagon.
Wagon, we'll see you. Make sure you're wearing Make sure you're wearing that giant fur coat when you come out, too, please. Thank you. Appreciate it. Entertainment.
Ooh-wee.
Style, you're styling, man, I'm telling you. What was that? What was that?
That was Wagon on a roll.
Let's go through the rotation. Let's get back to serious baseball talk. And as we talked before about the rotation, is there, are you messing with it at all? Yeah, again, and as I've said this before, we talked to Daryl, Bibee, Messick, Allen, Ciccone, Kintil.
Why would you mess with it?
Because you're contemplating Williams' role in the rotation.
The only the only time you mess with it is if you need a win on Sunday. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the other part of it is that there is a conceivable chance that if you stick with this, Williams doesn't pitch again until a week from yesterday in game one of the wild card. Does it matter?
No. He could probably use a little extra juice right now. Worked for Logan Allen last time out. He wasn't very happy. Pitched on, what was it, 9-10 days rest? Something like that?
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Dan, you messing with the rotation?
I'm saying no unless you get to Sunday and it's winning, you're in.
Yep, I agree.
That's the only way that I'm messing with that because, boy, I want Gavin Williams out there for like one of those games that isn't a possible game three. That's the only thing. Not to mention, and I should probably look this up before I open my mouth. I don't think any guys in this rotation have thrown on 3 days rest previous, right? Maybe Bibee? Bibee would be the only one I would think.
I'm going to say maybe Bibee.
You're talking about in their career. Yeah, maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that I'd look at is if it's your first time doing it, then I don't know what this is going to look like because 3 days rest messes with some guys. I mean, Kershaw has never been great on 3 days rest. Other guys are. Scherzer's going to have been 50-50 on 3 days rest. Verlander's been outstanding on 3 days rest.
All right, let me change this.
They're not designed that way anymore.
Let me change the scenario for you. I don't think you can really do it. Well, you could. I like the way Messick's pitched, so I don't want to take him out of the rotation. But you could jump Allen up. You could jump everybody up a day, too. If you pull Messick, Allen, I'm not pulling Ciccone. And otherwise, you would just switch out Williams for Cantillo. So there's a couple ways you can do this if you're trying to put the puzzle together. Would you jump Messick? This is for tomorrow's game, too.
Boy, he's pitched so well.
I can't believe that. I don't know that you would do that.
The least amount of data on him, which I think plays into it, too.
Mm. And the minute you do it and it doesn't work, then you're scrambling the rest of the way.
But are you? You're just going back to a five-man rotation. We're in a six-man rotation right now. I mean, are you really? How much are you tinkering with it when you have six starters? Which, by the way, I think has been a huge catalyst of what they've been able to do.
You've won 16 of 18 games, Andy. I'm letting it roll. If I get to Sunday and I need it, then I would throw Gavin Williams.
You're going to the dance with the Utah.
I like the idea of throwing Messick out there with the idea that I got Cantillo right behind him. Where it's like, okay, we can turn this into a 5-day rotation and whoever comes out then is on regular rest. And so that way I got one guy throwing on six, I got one guy throwing on five. So if I find myself in a troublesome situation, I can yank Messick and put the next guy in there to solve the problem as a long man. I do like having that in my back pocket.
I don't even know when you go to a six-man rotation, what day is your bullpen day? Is it the
fourth? If you have a six-man rotation, you don't need a bullpen day. You got a starter.
Well, No. I mean, your bullpen day as a starter.
Oh, as a starter.
Yeah, one of the days that you throw in the bullpen. You normally throw halfway through in the bullpen, halfway through your rest. So I don't know. I guess
leave it up to Carl. He'll figure it out.
Yeah, he's been pretty good at this stuff, too. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, too, if you get a slow start, but you don't have to pull a panic button here, either. You don't have to hit the panic. One. Yeah. I pull.
You're pull a pusher. The panic lever.
No, you're a pusher. Todd's in Cleveland. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I think we're overthinking it. I mean, I think if the Tribe goes 3-2 the rest of the way, they're in. Maybe even 2-3. So I think it's at the point now where you start, you know, gearing Williams for your game one starter, and then Bibee too. Because I mean, the way that they've won the last month or so, they now have room for error, which is crazy to think about.
But I
think all the imagination is, I think Williams is probably done for the regular season, and he's looking as a game one starter.
Yeah, so that puts him back out there on Tuesday. But you still got to get there. That's the thing. You still got to get to the playoffs. You're not there.
Yeah, I think we were so far away from it for so long. But if you look at it objectively, right? I mean, Texas is going to be out in the next day, so they're playing a whatever Texas.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Texas. It's Houston.
Yeah. Well, with Boston and Detroit playing each other, I mean, somebody's got to lose. I mean, I think it's. You've got to go 1-4 or worse to miss the playoffs at this point. And if you can't get two wins without Gavin Williams starting, well, you probably don't deserve to be there anyway.
That's a fair point. I'll give you that. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's interesting because you still know you got to get in, but where do you want Williams? Do we all is Williams a true ace too? That's the next question.
No, not yet, but he sure looks like one.
He's the guy you want to hand the ball to in a one-win situation, right? I think we're
I had to pick one guy on the staff, he'd be the guy.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that curveball working yesterday?
Yeah, no, I know.
Good
gravy. I'm saying because we just haven't had that, like, CeCe. I'm just using CeCe. Like, the guy for
Pete
sure.
You know,
or Kluber.
The last guy was Pete Kluber.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it felt like I was looking at with that 12-6 curveball. I mean, goodness. Then add in 98 on top of that. Yeah, I want that dude. Mm. Put that guy in the ball.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.